Lesson 8. A couple of days after Nepal's crown prince gunned down several members of the royal family, including his parents, in a drunken rage before shooting himself, an American friend phoned me at my California home. "Isn't that a shame?" she exclaimed. "It never would have happened if the king and queen hadn't been pushing that poor guy towards an arranged marriage. What a barbaric custom." Obviously, the incident had struck a chord with American readers. Perhaps it was because the story had all the ingredients of a modern-day Romeo and Juliet tale. A passionate prince, his beautiful sweetheart who is considered unworthy by his family, the authoritarian parents who threaten to disown their son should he go against their wishes and marry the person he loves. People in Nepal might still be wondering if other causes might be responsible for the crime. But in the United States, popular opinion seems quite clear on the matter. It is all the fault of that antiquated, tyrannical institution, the arranged marriage. But the arranged marriage has many faces, most of which are neither antiquated nor tyrannical. In many parts of urban South Asia, arranged marriages have been modernized to suit the needs of a changing westernized generation. When I asked him why, one young Indian American man said, "My parents are the two people in the world who know me best, both my strengths and my weaknesses. Why wouldn't I want their input in the most important decision of my life?" After a moment, he added, "The alternative doesn't seem to work that well, does it?" He had a point. There are fewer divorces in arranged marriages, although I wonder if he realized that many complicated social factors, from the presence of extensive family support and counseling to the ostracism a divorced woman would encounter, account for this.